Today send me the minsa la maila is. If it means minsa gdaila or minsa ktana, and la maisa, we had mentioned yesterday that meikar adin, one could be seimach on the second day, and could be meikol till belocha till mincha ktana. And we had mentioned the Mishnah Berurah says later, Mincha Ktana means 2.5 hours from Tzeis HaKechovim, which means 1.25 hours before the Shkiyah. Now let us see the Ramah. V'davke k'sho'ise ha'malocha derech kvav. This Issa that Chazal asod, that one should not do a malocha erev Shabbos after this is man, that is davke if he's koiveya himself to do this malocha. Avalim oisa derech aray lefisha v'leikova aleha. There was no kvias. It came out that he's doing a malacha, but there was no special kvias that he was keveya himself. Let's see, a kvias would be that he made up his mind, Erev Shabbos, he has time, he's going to do this and this pula. So that's called a kvias. And that is also... But if he was not Kaveya himself, though it came out Derech Arai Lefisho, that means it came out as something he has to do, and he does it, surely, so this is permissible. V'lochein, therefore, Muta Lichtoi V'gerish Shloimim V'chol Kiyoyte Bazen. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, if it's damin loy, it came out that somehow, I mean, not that he had put away this time, he has to write a letter, he's going to write the letter after he comes home from work, and now he's going to write the letter. If damin loy, it came out during the course of the day that he has to write a letter to someone, but there was no kvias to it, so he's permitted to do it. Any malacha that he wasn't kveya himself to do it, and it came out, this malacha, he's permitted to do it. Derech arai, so the Mishnah Berurah says, I know afilu b'schar. Afilu he's going to get paid for it. I mean, he's not kveya himself to do it at this time, but it came out that someone asked him to do this, and it's derech arai. So this is permissible. Siv beis, l'sakin begodov v'kelov, to be misakin his begodim and his kelim l'seirech Shabbos, muta kol hayoin. So this that we said, eini roye simin brochen, the person does a malocha min amincha l'mayle, that's tafke a malocha that's not l'seirech Shabbos. But l'sakin begodov v'kelim l'seirech Shabbos, muta kol hayoin. If it's a tzeirech Shabbos, this Chazal did not ask, and this is permissible. And the Bir Halacha brings down on this halacha that hu adin litva begodim mechodosh, that not only is he permitted to make a tikkun begodim l'tzeirech Shabbos, that means a cuff has to be made, a button has to be sewed on, which that is zicher nichlal, and what the mechaber says l'sakim begodim l'tzeirech Shabbos muta. Now, hu adin, a person is permitted to sit down and make a whole new beged. If it's l'tzeirech Shabbos, it's mutar kol hayayin. So this is permissible. V'hu adin, Bigdei Chaveiroi im Hule Zeirach Shabbos. If his Chava asks him, he needs a beggar for Zeirach Shabbos. But Zeirach Shabbos, this Issa does not apply, so I'm permitted to continue to do this job, even if it's after this Mount Mincha. But that is Davke Ve'ena Neutel Olav Schal. But he's not going to get paid for it. If he's going to get paid for it, so we'll see later in the Mishnah Brurim, so then it is not Nikkel that he is doing this L'Tzayrach Shabbos. He's doing it, this is his job, he's a tailor by profession, and so it is not nikkur that this is being done with Seder Shabbos. So Chazal also, if he's doing it for free, so then the whole pool is with Seder Shabbos. Let us devour see the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'ein einoito, ve'im hu oni, what if he is poor, she'ein loy ma yoichal. That means he's doing it for schar. He's doing a job for schar. He's a tailor by profession. He's going to sew for yena. But, and even though we said that one is not permitted to do a meloche b'schar after this man mincha, but if he won't do this meloche, he won't have what to eat. So therefore, it's permissible. Kidalakamon soiv semen takman beis linyan chalamoid. In the Hilchas Chalamoid, there are melochas which are also, amaisa umen is also in chalamoid. But if he does not have tzolchei hamoid, so he's permissible. He's permitted to do it. It is permissible. So the same thing is over here. That all these asurim are not applicable for a person who, without doing this malachi, will not have tzolchei Shabbos. Who would then call him malachi samutores berev? We can compare all the heterim that apply in Chalamoid, in Erev Pesach, which Erev Pesach has a dinyontiv. There used to be Makriva called in Pesach, so it had a dinyontiv. So whatever is mutter then is mutter Erev Shabbos. Vafilu yesh loy lechem. Afilu, he has bread. That means he has enough money for sholeis sudais. That means he has three bokalach, six bokalach, and water, and maybe afilu he has wine for kiddush. But he does not have money for einik Shabbos, for basa, dogim. He's also permitted. Rakut Sorir Litzorhe Shabbos La'angoi Beboso Vidogim Umaskim Toivim Tamkein Yeshloim Adeshoi. This is also permitted. This goes into the heter which we find in Hilchas Chalamoid, that if a person does not have Tzolchei Hamoyed, he's permitted to work in order to acquire them. So this heter applies Erev Shabbos also, that if he does not have Tzolchei Shabbos, and Tzolchei Shabbos includes Oynik Shabbos, which is a mitzvah, the Boso, the Dogim, the Maskim Toivim, he does not have enough, so he's permitted. So this Issa Moloch does not apply to him. In Sha'aretzion, he brings down another chiddush. Afilu, he has tzolchei Shabbos for himself. But there's someone that's working for him, and this poyel does not have tzolchei Shabbos. And if he won't pay him today, the poyel won't have tzolchei Shabbos. So he is working, the employer is working to have money to pay the employee, that the employee should be able to acquire Tzolchei Shabbos. So this is also nichlal in the Tatar, that if the work is being done Tzolchei Shabbos, this is mutar. Now, on Bir Halacha, he brings down a very interesting halacha. We have over here that a person is not permitted to sow the godim to be mekabel schar. If he's doing it to get paid, this is also. This is also. So he brings down what is if he made up with a person that he's making the suit for him, and Friday it's going to be ready. The suit is going to be ready for Shabbos. It comes Tzeres of Shabbos, and it's not ready. And so what will be now? So here's one alternative. If it will work in this man, will be able to finish the suit. But he's working for money. He's working for money. So he wants to be mitzaded. That could be this is called a dover ha'ovid. That means if he won't give him the suit, or give him be chum, and Sunday, to bring him the suit Sunday, Yenna was waiting Shabbos for the new suit, to bring it Sunday, I didn't have time, it was ready after Minamincha. So Yenna said, okay, listen, if it was not ready for Shabbos, so I promised to give you $100 for your job, but there was enough mark, I should get it for Shabbos. You give it to me Sunday, I'll give you $80 for the job. Or they'll do something else, I'll give him $100, but he'll know the next time to look for a different tailor. So this is called a dover ha'ovid. That means if he won't do this now, he's going to lose a customer. He's going to lose a customer. That means Yenna is expecting that it should be done. It should have been done then. And so if he won't do it, he'll lose this customer. So then a dover ha'ovid, just like a dover ha'ovid is mutar on Chol HaMoed, so a dover ha'ovid is mutar also an Erev Shabbos. Also, he says he wants to be a mitzvah that Philo will have tarumis on him, will have kindness on him. Could be also he wants to be mitzvah to Zamokim Lahotel. So we said coolest now. Avol Belavo, let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. Avol Belavo, he yesh lizoyer boze moed. But if we don't have these coolers, he has enough for Tzolchei Shabbos. If not a dover ha'ovid, so then one should not play around with this issue. That means, if the way we learned the Machado said, "Ein eroye simen brocha." So all the Machado said, "Listen, ein eroye simen brocha." Good. I won't be eroye simen brocha. So lose some money. I mean, and that a person could be mevato. But the Mishnah Berurah says there are poskim that hold not only ein eroye simen brocha, there's an issa. So if there's an issa, so it's not kedai to be meiko. Ki mashma mikama poskim v'morvada de ein eroye simen brocha, yes, shash issa boze, there's an issa darabonam. So memele, without any mokim lahokil, one should not be meiko. Yeah. Now let us go further in the Mechaber. V'hu adin. So we had over here so far that two heterim we had. So we had derech arai is permissible. And l'seirer Shabbos, a malacha l'seirer Shabbos, and he's not taking schar, is also permissible. Who are then Lemi Shekoisev Sporim La'asmoi Derech Limudoi? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav seems to say it's speaking about like this. Koisev Sporim La'asmoi Derech Limudoi means he doesn't have this sefer and he's matik the sefer. This means he needs a rajbe. He doesn't have a rajbe. So he's copying over the 5 pages in the Rashba. He needs it l'sorech limudoi. And he's doing this Erev Shabbos. Buhu adin l'misha koisev svom la'atzmai derech limudoi. So here the Beis Yosef is Mavaya, what is the comparison? So he says, since this is a Tzorech mitzvah, so a Tzorech mitzvah has the same halacha like a Tzorech Shabbos. Just like Tzorech Shabbos, they were matter to do malacha after Minchem. L'sakim b'godo v'keilev l'tzorech Shabbos is mutter kol ayoyim. So at tzorech mitzvah, he's writing now, he's copying over, or he's writing his chedushim, is at tzorech mitzvah, so this is also permitted kol ayoyim. Avol also liftoim l'chaveiroi b'schar. But the same halacha, just we had tzorech Shabbos, I'm permitted to be misakin a beggar, to make a beggar. L'tzorech Shabbos, if it's bechinom, but b'schar, since it is not nikar, that this is l'tzorech mitzvah, I'm a tailor and I'm sewing, and it's not nikar that it's l'tzorech mitzvah, so it's offered to take schar. So who are then by... Who are then by, if a person is writing svarim, so it's only permitted b'chinom and not b'schav. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nevot. Lichtoiv l'chaveiroi b'schav. Lohei, therefore, yizoyer gamkein ha-koisev sefer Torah tefillin ha-mezuzis, shalayichtoiv b'schav. That means if a person's profession is he's a sefer, so after the Zman Mincha, he should not, we don't have any heter from this. He's keveya himself to do a malacha mischar, which is also shloyichte mischar. Im loy shehu tzorech ato lemezuzah a sefer Torah tefillin. Unless one case he's meiko, that means this person needs a mezuzah, and the sefer is not into writing mezuzahs for free, so he comes over to listen. My mezuzah is possible, or I just fixed a door in my house. I need a mezuzah. Please write a mezuzah for me. So he needs now the mezuzah, or he needs now to fix the sefer Torah, right, filling. So then it is permissible. What? He just found out it's filling apostle. He's not like filling. No, he's filling apostle. See, he didn't like filling yet today. He needs filling. He needs filling today. Are you sure? Okay, so let's talk about these three cases. So in these three cases, this person needs the malacha. So I'm permitted to take schar. So Rav Nissim Kerelis asks the kasha. So before also we were talking about if someone needed a beggar to serve Shabbos. So he needed a beggar to serve Shabbos. Aval pikein. I'm only allowed to sew for him the beggars for free. For schar, it is also. So there we had a tzorech Shabbos, which is mutter, but l'schar, bischar is also. Here we have a tzorech mitzvah, which we had the same schar, bischar is also. But over here, if he needs it today, it's mutter. So what's the difference? So he wants to say the difference is because when the person is writing tefillin and mezuzahs, the etzem pu'ula is a maisa shel mitzvah. That means he's doing a maisa shel mitzvah. So the mele, so therefore they were mekel l'tayra. That means sewing begodim is not a maisa shel mitzvah. It's being done l'tayra mitzvah. So there they were not mekel b'schav, but over here it's yenin needed, and it's a maisa shel mitzvah. So they were mekel oishu dochek l'tzorchei Shabbos. Or we will say a case that. Or in another case, if he needs to, should the seifer is dochek l'tzorchei Shabbos, will be permitted. So al kafonim, we have here guidelines that l'tzorchei Shabbos is mutter abal shalay b'schav. But now the Rambam is going to say a chiddush. U'mistafrin kol hayoyim, but you'll have to take a haircut the whole day. Afilu mitzapo Yisrael, even from a Yiddish barber, and here he's telling us that the barber's allowed to take money for it. So here, this haircut is, he's telling us you're allowed to take a haircut the whole day, and the finish is, afilu, you're paying him for it. Now let us see what the hetter is over here. Misapor Yisrael. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Hainu afilu ima sapor neitoscha. So kan shayel aben, I need a haircut, I need a suit. When it comes to the suit, if the tailor is going to take money for it, so we say, sorry, even though it's a tzorech mitzvah, tzorech Shabbos, my old suit is torn, but if he takes money, it's also. And here, I need a haircut, it's mutter. Vahatam. So what is the difference? V'nira lakoyu sha'oise ha-mistafa l'tzorech Shabbos. He says over here, even though the barbershop is open and everyone knows he's taking money, but everyone realizes that this malach is being done l'tzorech Shabbos. L'chein shori, that's why they were matar afilu b'schav. V'leidomi l'tikun b'godim sha'osu b'netila schav, d'hosam einikir b'pule shahu l'tzorech Shabbos. There, it is not nikir, that means even though l'maisa yenin need the suit for Shabbos, but looking at what he is doing, the hosam einika bepula shohu litzayra Shabbos. That this is litzayra Shabbos. So if it's not nika, so then Chazal asked to take schar. If it is nika that is done litzayra Shabbos, so then it is permissible to take schar. My shame came was there by giving a haircut. It is nikah, that is l'tzorech Shabbos. Va'al tein. So if the whole heter is l'tzorech Shabbos, yesh li zoyer mi legaleyach le'ini Yehudi. So a barber can only give a haircut to a yid and get money for it after this man minchah, because we have this heter l'tzorech Shabbos. But to give a goy a haircut, that's also. Cause of Amogin Labor. So now we are a new thing. Shaharizal hoyanizal shaloy legaleach achem minche afilu be'erev Shabbos. That the Arizal was nizal that he did not get a haircut after Mincha till the Be'erev Shabbos. Now, what is pshat in this anhogim? Ubiru kavanosoi, the mashe kos of Acha Mincha, that's what he said, Acha Mincha, hainu Acha shigiyaz man Mincha. It means not after he davened mincha, it means it was Hegiyas man mincha. Avolin mayhi she stalo mincha. Not that he davened mincha. It's Hegiyas man mincha. Vahainu, so it's Hegiyas man mincha. And now he said something else. Afilu be'erev Shabbos. So, what does the Afilu be'erev Shabbos mean? So, that means like this. That, let's say, Zman Mincha is Mincha G'dayla. The Arisa was Nisa from Mincha G'dayla. So, Mincha G'dayla, an half hour after Chatzos, the Arisa would not take a haircut anymore. Afilu be'erev Shabbos means that b'chol avada givis he didn't take a haircut after zman mincha g'dayla, and afilu be'erev Shabbos he also didn't take a haircut. So now we have to understand this. So what's the issue of b'chol? This has no shaychus to what we are learning. We are learning that then there's an issa and of Shabbos, do malachas, zman mincha, mincha g'dayla, mincha g'tane. That's a din on Erev Shabbos. A person should be involved in Tzorchei Shabbos. But the Arizal was Nizer afilu be'erev Shabbos and Koshkin b'chol. So what is pshat from this? The Rosh Loima loy me boy b'chol koydem shispalu mincha b'chol before he daven mincha he wouldn't take a haircut when he's gears man mincha. Ela afilu l'tzayrich Shabbos shehu mitzvah gam kin lohi megaleich achi shegiyas man mincha v'loi hispalo. Now, what was the reason for the Arizal? The reason for the Arizal is this was Chazal asad kastoyres when yegiyas man mincha d'zashel mincha g'dayla mincha k'taneh. Because a person might get involved in the haircut and he might pass mincha, he won't have a mincha. Now we'll see there are heterim for this, but the Arizal was magma, it was Hegiyas man mincha, he would not take a haircut anymore. That was a chumrah of the Arizal. That means in the middle of the week, Ezekiel didn't take a haircut. And Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos, you have the need to take a haircut is l'chayre much greater. It's a tzayre Shabbos. Aval piken, he was machmer, and if it was a giyas man mincha, he would not take a haircut. Now, v'ho'ilom she'enam nizahorim bazeh. Now, the minik ho'ilom is that they take haircuts. So there's a different problem. In Siman Reish Lamed Beis, it's brought down one shouldn't be keveya asude. When it comes to zman mincha k'tane, it might be nimshach, and he won't daven mincha bizmano. Yesh loyma v'kivin shekoyren lebeis haknesses. So now let's just see what the heter, what the Mishneh Berurah mentions. After bizman, the Mishneh Berurah, there used to be someone who used to call out to come to daven. So there was a reminder to daven. So we are soymer on this, and we're not chayish because there's someone that comes and reminds. Used to be someone used to go into the streets and used to call out that it's time to have a mincha. Now here he brings down. We don't have this someone who goes and is misspelled who calls out to daven mincha, but he brings two kulis from Ramayshin, Ram Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Ramayshin, because Moshe says even though it's a place, Misha Yeshle's man Kabua Litvilosoi is a minion Kabua. So that is, I mean, that's part of his schedule. He always dabbles there. If he doesn't have a Mokim Kabua and a minion Kabua, so then there's a problem, Taket. But if he has a Mokim Kabua and a minion Kabua, so they could be Mako. They could be Mako and to take the haircuts. And even though Chazal were chayish Shema Yimshas, because he has something to remind him. But if he davens the Yechidus Bebeisoi, Tataki, you don't have a Heta. Agavulchem, we see something very interesting. We bring you down the Anhogis of the Arizal. So the Arizal did not take a haircut after Giyas Man Mincha during the week, and that Hulu as of Shabbos. So there's a very interesting Shari Tshuva over here. The Shari Tshuva says, the third line of the Shari Tshuva, because of Abilke Yosef, the Mashme Mizeh, the im yesh la'odom sibe ligaleyach, the person, there's a reason. That means it's preferable, really, to take a haircut Erev Shabbos. It's Nikola Kovet Shabbos. But if there is a cheshbon that he can't take Erev Shabbos, im yesh la'odom sibe ligaleyach teicha shvue, he has a reason to take a haircut during the week. Ein echayev lahamtin Ad Erev Shabbos. Even though he writes later, there's a mitzvah to take, there's a mitzvah to start Erev Shabbos. Afal pi kein, v'chein lochets atzikonayim, to cut the nails, there's also an inyan to cut them Erev Shabbos. That means these pulas are being done with Kovet Shabbos. But if there's a reason that he has to take a haircut on Thursday, or he locates up simple name was to cut his nails Thursday. Why? Shu Erev Chag Shavuos. That it's Erev Chag Shavuos. That means Shavuos is on Friday. So he can't take a haircut on Friday or cut his nails on Friday. Oy she yom vav reish chodesh, like this month, that Friday is reish chodesh. When some emailer and there's at Shabbos Rabbi Yehuda chosid not to take a haircut on reish chodesh, not to cut nails on reish chodesh. So emailer then one is permitted to take. To take a haircut on Thursday, even though there's cheshbonis, you cut your nails on Thursday, you start growing on Shabbos, later we'll have these cheshbonis. But if you, these are only cheshbonis, if you have an alternative to do it on Erev Shabbos, if you don't have an alternative to do it on Erev Shabbos, you can do it on Thursday, and there's no problem with that. Zach the Lamovaita, the Yesh Laodom Lamayik Tas Belimad Erev Shabbos, Kedei Sheyochin Tzolche Shabbos. So the Mishabura says, the Yesh Laodom, Lachain and Koivin Yeshiva Be'ezim Akaimes Be'erev Shabbos. Now, in Shein Alochis, in Simen Reishnun, he brings down this Indian not to be Kaveya Yeshiva is not speaking about the Yeshiva Bochim or Kaila Yungalite. It's speaking about a Balabos who wants to go to Yeshiva to learn Erev Shabbos. And there's no one that will take care of the Tzolchei Shabbos, the Achonis LeShabbos. So we have to make sure that the Achonis for Shabbos will be made. L'chein and Koyvin Yeshiva Beizim HaKemiz Be'erev Shabbos. B'sei V'sei L'yem Kosov Im Rogil Lilmei Dover Sheyesh Le'Kitzvah. If he has a shiur, but he learns something that it will not be Nimshah, Oy Shalomid Im Rabim, or he's teaching others al yematlenu. Upeirish Rashi al esedre mikni davish yesh leititzva. We don't have to be afraid that it'll be nimshach. Balkein loygas meaning shema yimshach adalayla. Maybe he'll get completely involved and he'll learn the whole day. Ve'im lo yimtach akach liknes. But this we heard already before. If he's going to start learning in the morning, the stores will be shut. He will not be able to purchase Tzolchei Shabbos, as I may equalim with Baboiker. Ein Leil, the Simen Reishlim, Sherach Mamazah Bebir Halochim. So it says, Mamaitin Malimukstas Kedei Sheyochim. Giving a reason. The reason is he should be able to prepare for Shabbos. Vim Yeshloi Meshorish Sheyochim Bishvilo. What is if he has a Meshorish? He doesn't have to prepare. Ain't so, it doesn't have to be mamayit. V'choskein im heichin b'yoyim chamishin. If he prepared already the Thursday, Tzolchei Shabbos, v'vadai yuchal lilmeit kinarkei, so then he can learn the whole day, he doesn't have to be mamayit. Miyu, mikol mokim, and this is what we learned yesterday, Tzolchei l'sakin, it means even though all the Tzolchei Shabbos are prepared, he should do something for Kovet Shabbos, that's the Kovet Shabbos, but this should not be a sibah that he should be mamayit b'limudoi. That means he can learn to his heart's desire, but he should make sure that Kaponim, he should do one thing for Kovet Shabbos. V'afilu yesh lekam avodim k'may shekosu b'simen reish nun. Now, let us start reish nun base. Muta lahashil b'malocha b'erim Shabbos samuch l'chashecha. A person is permitted to do a malacha, and the Zohar says he was speaking about samuch l'chashecha, means samuch l'chashecha means before the shkia. We're speaking about a malachas arai, like this is a kviyas, and it's also to do after mincha, it's my mincha. But this is derech arai. This malacha will not end Erev Shabbos. V'nigmeres me'eleho b'Shabbos. And he's doing something now, and the malacha will continue in Shabbos. So that doesn't bother us. As long as that's what he had done was done before Shabbos, so it doesn't matter that what the malacha will be nigmar in Shabbos. Now he's going to give Misholem. Keep going. Lishrois v'yoi v'samamonim b'mayim. To go and soak a type of an ink or a type of a dye in water, v'heim nishrim kol ha-Shabbos. Now this is going to soak the whole Shabbos. He puts it in right before the shki, and this is going to soak the whole Shabbos. Now let us see what the iser is. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Or b'Shabbos also, Shabbos you're not allowed to do such a thing. Mishum migabel, that means this is a tilde of losh, he's kneading. Shema'ore hadyoi v'hamayim yachad, and it seems the water gets thicker, it gets a thicker consistency because of this eel, and this is ba'etzim a malacha of lishet. V'yesh oimrim da'oso mishum tzoveya, or there's an issue of coloring the water. Here in Dirshu, he brings down that others hold the holy issue of Tzveis, if I color something, I dye a beged. But to prepare the dye with which I will dye a beged, there's no issue of Tzveis. And that's why there's today you see what malach is being done. Afilo hohi. Kivin shemaschil bizman hamutzer be'erev Shabbos. It was started in a zman when he was allowed to do it. Umemele nigma hapula b'Shabbos. He's not doing anything more in Shabbos. He started doing something in Shabbos, and it will continue. It will be nigma in Shabbos. Shani. So this is permissible. V'chein b'chol hani b'kachoshik yesh b'em iser v'yaraisik sh'oiso isom b'Shabbos. If he would do it in Shabbos, what he did be an even Shemasko be'erev Shabbos, since he's not doing anything in Shabbos, the Malachi is continuing by itself in Shabbos, and he's just doing what he did erev Shabbos. Surely this is permissible.
I'm not the count. I am to not make this. They said, he was not talking about that. He was talking about this from you, the heck, and two guys. We're talking about this. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. That's all that was about Malachi.
Yeah.
To get a haircut from a guy.